No doubt you've heard about the time a boy named Johnny, a little boy named Johnny, came down to see his mother who was making breakfast. "Mom," he said, "yesterday in Sunday school, the teacher told us that God made Adam out of dust. And then she said that really all of us are made from dust and that one day we will go back to being dust. Is that true?" Jimmy's mom said, "Yes, that is true." Jimmy's eyes got really big. And he said, "Oh, Mom, you have to come quick upstairs under my bed. Someone's either coming or going." Coming or going. You know, that's our situation, isn't it? On the one hand, if our treasure is here on earth, our attitude is more of the going attitude. We're leaving behind all that we wish to stay. However, if we have the coming attitude, we are looking forward to heaven, and we want to come home to heaven. That's what Jesus is talking about in the gospel lesson when he tells us to store up treasures in heaven, not on earth, because our treasures on earth cannot last, but the treasures in heaven will last. So what are you doing? Are you coming or going? The difficulty is, of course, that we are both. We are both coming and going. We do love life here. We love our family and our friends. We love life around us. We see it and we understand it. And although we like the idea of heaven, and we love the idea of bodies that don't age or wear out and all of our bodily parts work well, and we love the idea of seeing those who've gone before us, and we love the idea of actually seeing Jesus with our own eyes, the fact is, it's hard to actually visualize and understand and truly believe in heaven. It's difficult. We can't see heaven. We don't understand eternity. We have a hard time picturing what life will be like there. This whole idea of sitting around on clouds playing harps doesn't really compute, does it? And therefore, while we want to lay up our treasures in heaven, it's just flat difficult. And here we are today. On the one hand, we want to believe, and on the other hand, it's hard. It's hard to believe and put our faith in something that we've only heard about, something we only have a sketchy idea about. So, how do we obey Jesus and store up treasures in heaven? This is where Ash Wednesday helps us. You see, although we are firmly planted here in this time and on this world that we know, we also know, albeit not experientially, we know that we will not live here forever. We see people around us die. Most of us have seen people that we know and love die. We know that that none of us will get out of here alive. There's a story of a family whose house caught on fire. All of the family made it out of the house okay, except for the youngest son. He had a room at the top of the stairs and was trapped. He ran to his window and climbed out onto the roof, but then he stopped. All he could see was darkness and smoke. He heard his father calling to him, "Jump, son, jump." And he said, "But Daddy, I can't see you. I'm afraid to jump." His father replied, "Don't be afraid because I can see you and I will catch you." And I suppose that's the way for us as well. We cannot see what's coming on the other side of death. We do not have the experience to even understand what's on the other side. But Jesus, the only one who came back from the dead, told us to believe that he would bring us to that new life. He will catch us. And as Christians, that is our faith. That's what we believe. Our faith is centered upon Jesus as the one who does and will save us. It may not be easy. We may not understand all about it yet. Yet, we believe in Jesus. Ash Wednesday reminds us that we, like the little boy, are on a burning house. We need to leave, and at some point in time, we are going to leave, ready or not. Our bodies are not going to last. And therefore, we need to be planning for our new life. We need to be making sure that we are, in fact, putting away treasures in heaven. And how do we do that sort of thing? Heaven's not exactly like an IRA, so how do we put treasures in heaven? The answer is that we serve God. We do those things that Jesus told us to do. In practical terms, we need to give our time and our money. We try to care for those who are in need. We try to give to those who are less fortunate. God has given each of us gifts and abilities and wants us to use those to serve Him and to serve those around us. Here at St. Andrew's, we serve God by helping out at the thrift shop or our food pantry or bread ministry or pastoral ministry or Heartline, picking up people and taking them to the doctors and grocery store or church. These are all things that we can do that are giving to God by serving others that help us, in fact, to store up treasures in heaven. Learning to give 10% of what God has given us back to God is also a good way to learn to put treasure in heaven and not here on earth. Serving on the altar guild or as an usher or a greeter or a limb or a reader or in the choir are also ways to serve God and to serve God's people. You see, this is why we have an Ash Wednesday and why we have Lent. It's during this time that we reevaluate what is really important in our lives. We're to reevaluate what we are doing with our lives, with our time, with our money. Are we investing in our heavenly home, or are we still investing in just our earthly home? We are dust. Are we coming or going? Where are you and I storing up our treasures? Amen. Thank you.